Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey.
Sorry.
What are you doing?
We're chit-chatting with Carrot Top about Queen. I got a little distracted. We got to turn the microphones on.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us for Celebrity Beach Exam, it is Carrot Top.
I'm very nervous, by the way.
I'm very nervous. I was driving in here listening to you go, oh, he's going to do great. You're going to do great.
You are. I got faith. See. Jeff Timmons, 98 Degrees. You know Jeff Timmons.
Of course I know Jeff, yes.
He got 8 out of 10.
Well, he's in a band, so that's, you know.
That's kind of his background. But yeah. You're friends with rock stars.
This is true.
You have a lot of rock stars.
Did I trump him? I trumped him.
Just because of that.
I know people.
Your buddy, you're like best friends with Vince Neil. You got your Motley Crue shirt on.
I have my Motley Crue shirt on now. I have to clock every time I wear it, I get like something.
Can you drop some names? Like, who are your best friends, celebrity best
friends?
Well,
I don't know. I'm not doing that. But I know. I have some friends. Yeah.
I'm thinking.
Just long enough, you meet people.
Well, yeah. And whenever I go to NASCAR, it's so funny because those drivers swarm you like.
Oh, they're cool. I love
NASCAR. Oh, my gosh.
Too.
You are the biggest celebrity at the NASCAR race, bigger than the NASCAR drivers.
Well, no, I'm not that. But I definitely stand out like a. Yeah.
So much fun.
I've got a thing with Carrot Top. It's like seems like every 2 months I bump into him somewhere in town. Last time we were downtown at a porn shop. Yeah, porn shop downtown. And I'm like, hey, Tom, what are you doing here? He's like, what are you doing here?
Yeah, it was a coffee shop.
The coffee shop downtown. Yeah.
Yeah, we get out. We get around.
Yeah.
Is it hard, though, for you? Because everyone recognizes you.
No, it's great. People always ask me, does it bother you? I said, no, why would it bother me? I mean, I look like, if I wanted to not be bothered, I would go disappear and go to Idaho or wherever they don't like tapas, wherever you have your
But you are the most friendly celebrity.
Yes.
You were in my hometown, New Hope, Pennsylvania.
Your parents.
And my parents were driving through, and my mom's like, that guy looks like Carrot Top. They're like, oh my gosh, it is Carrot Top. Yeah. And so they stopped the
New
car.
Hope? Yeah, that was a great little town.
Yeah. Beautiful. They always talk about it.
I kid you not, your father sent me a text this morning and asked me to tell Carrot Top that he said hello.
That's awesome.
Your dad texted me to tell you that.
He doesn't even text me. He texted you.
He texted you.
Now, the show is still going strong at the Luxor.
Still going. Almost 12 years.
And it's always changing. That's what I love about your show.
I was just saying this week I put in about 10 new jokes, props. I've been on a there's so much going on. I mean, so the Trump thing and the pot thing.
Legalize marijuana here in Vegas. What do you think of that?
Well, I did a whole thing in my act last night. I said, if pot's legal and everybody starts to apply, I said, we're already out. We ran out. 2 weeks, we ran out of pot.
Yeah,
2 weeks.
Exactly.
Colorado didn't run out of pot in 2 weeks.
Uh-uh.
This is like San Francisco running out of lube. How does that happen?
Has your audience become more subdued because of the legalization?
Because of the pot, that's hilarious. Yeah.
They're like,
hello, they're all stoned. Hey, man, good show tonight.
Hey, I got a question about...
That's hilarious. I never thought about that.
About props.
Yeah.
Because I saw the one you did when Tiger Woods had the DUI issue with the pain pills.
Yeah, yeah,
his new... What'd you have? His golf bag was a pill case?
It's a big, oversized pill case. Ball. It's great now because I've added music to it. And I made a golf club. When you pull it out, it moves like it moves like a thing. So and then this trippy music comes on. It's like woo, woo, woo. It's horrible. And then I always say, I'm so sorry. I really am, but it's my job. But I feel bad that I have to make fun of people because I actually have met Tiger Woods. He can't be nicer. So,
but I was following along. I follow you on Instagram and everything, and even posting a new prop. And I can't figure it out.
That's the one for the. I just haven't even done it yet. I've been banking it.
If you go,
this better be really effing good because it's been like 2 weeks in the process.
You've got a bicycle. You've got a horse head. You've got this whole thing.
Well,
going
that's
on.
What I wanted to do was just show people that how I make these things and the process that goes through. Because people think that I don't make them. Or they think I just think someone, I find these ideas. I make them myself. So I show people that I'm actually going to Savers and buying a bike. I'm going to the paint store and buying paint.
That's cool.
Buy fabric, and I'm going to buy a horse head. And so I'm showing them that I'm actually making this thing. The joke is going to be, because after the pot thing happened legal, I said to young people, I said, you have to be careful still that pot is, it's legal. You can't drive your car, under the influence. It's like you can't, like alcohol. So the joke is built up where I said you can get a DUI on a bike, you can get a DUI in a boat, And I said, you can't get a DUI on a horse.
You can't?
No. Because the horse is the one that's operating you. You're not operating the horse.
Oh, yeah.
And so I said, I'm going to make a bike that looks like a horse. So when you're all effed up, you're like, I'm going to get beer. And you go, be careful. I'm a horse. And then there's a whole bunch of bells and whistles that go along with it. There's sirens and there's boop. And then I'm putting in a helicopter noise and light where it's going to come right down. And the guy on the bike like, what? And they get, step off your equestrian. I'm a horse. It's going to become one little joke. So I'm turning into like a 10-minute bit.
That's
it's
awesome.
Turning
man. Yeah,
into, I like so the process. Cool.
Yeah,
it's the process. We're watching this. Yeah. Oh, this is the real reason why you're here. I guess we could talk to you about it.
You didn't bring any donuts. There's always donuts when I come.
Oh, yeah. Where were the
they
donuts?
Only do it when Timmons and everybody comes.
No.
They just have Carrot Top with their donuts.
Can we go get him
no,
a donut,
No, I don't need
please?
A donut.
We'll get him. Donuts, stats.
I don't need a donut. I'm just kidding.
All right. So it's Celebrity Beat Shazam Carrot Top.
Oh, man.
If you've seen the show or you have the app, it's basically you're trying to beat the app Shazam and recognizing these songs. So as soon as the buzzer goes off, that means that Shazam has recognized the song. Your goal is to
beat
the buzzer, okay? Beat Shazam.
I want to give you, we'll have Mercedes do a sample test run, okay? So you can see how the game works.
Let me get my spinner going. Okay.
Oh, he's got his fidget spinner.
It's a Mix 94.1 fidget spinner, too.
Oh, I feel better now.
We don't have donuts. We have fidget spinners for you now, Carrot Top.
But didn't someone invent the spinner rim on a car? This is already pretty much done.
Yeah, now you just hold it in your hand.
Okay, Mercedes, why don't you show Carrot Top how it's done?
Okay.
Beat Shazam. Mercedes, here is a song for you.
Well, I guess I was wrong.
Got it.
Go ahead.
I've got Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks.
That is correct.
Garth Brooks, Low Places.
Now,
that's easy.
Because,
I just follow you. I got this.
Yeah, just listen to me. Because we know it's early and sometimes things get confusing. We just want the song name.
Oh, no, not the band.
We'll kind of approach.
Let me just try. If I can't, I'll at least get the band first, and then get the song.
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Because I would have gotten Garth Brooks within a second.
You would have.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I wouldn't have got his Little Friends right away.
All right.
Little Friends. Friends in Little Places.
Little Friends in Little Places.
Here we go. Yeah, right. Strawberry
champagne. Oh my God!
The Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys is incorrect.
What is that though?
Bruno Mars.
Oh yeah, I don't know. That.
That's what I like. That's okay. That's
Bruno
all right.
Mars. Well, I don't listen to a lot of contemporary stuff. So.
That's okay.
Is that what they call that contemporary?
Yeah, it's like two songs ago for Bruno
Mars.
Listen,
I know. You'll get a character.
Yeah,
I should
this.
Know Bruno Mars.
That was just a warm-up.
I mean, I like Bruno Mars.
Ready?
Hope he's not listening.
He's not.
He's angry right now. That carrot's off.
Damn him.
Here we go.
Billy Idol. Voices in my head or something.
Oh, you got to give it to him.
And Billy Idol, though. Wait. Dancing in my head. It's not White Wedding.
Yes, it is.
It's White Wedding?
Oh, no.
This is Rebel Yell.
Can we give him half a point?
Yeah, half a point.
I got Billy Idol.
Yeah.
Half a point. Okay, you got that. Let's go with number three. You got this.
And it took Shazam a long time to identify that song, too.
Yeah, it did, but I should have taken my time.
Yeah, here we go. Love you, but I need you.
Would you rather have me lie? Take a piece of ice, pie. Vanilla Ice? Or something like that? Run DMC?
No.
Old?
No.
It's more newer?
No, it's in that genre. Mercedes, you know it?
Gerardo. Rico Suave.
Oh, my God. Rico Suave, yeah. I should have maybe known that one, too.
No, there's no reason for
you
to know that
song. You work in radio.
Song.
What the hell?
I know.
You hear this every day.
Not that one, thank God. That was an awful one.
So what do you have, half a point?
Half a point.
Half a point.
For what I said, Run DMC. I got it in the genre.
Okay,
just focus. Just got to, drink
I'm
the water.
I'm doing as fast, focusing as much as I can.
Well,
okay. This is actually
spitter.
The smartest I've ever tried to be.
Here we go.
Everything feels like the movies. Oh, man, I know that one, too.
Let me give it to you again.
Okay. When everything feels like the movies. Yeah. What do you call it? Three doors down. The other one. Four doors down. And I don't want to. Oh, I know the guys.
Yeah.
Dang, I can see them.
The
Goo Goo Dolls.
Goo-goo
I love the Goo Goo Dolls. Oh, man, I love the Goo Goo Dolls. That's a hard. This is hard. Shazam's hard.
Shazam's not easy.
It's not easy. What was that? The fourth one that you did? So you still have half a point.
Oh, God. Okay.
Which is, that's respectable. These are 10.
How much do I get more though, right? How many do I get?
Up to 10.
Okay.
Yeah. We got time. We're just getting started
here. Okay. Another one bites the dust, queen.
Yeah.
Oh, like we should give him 3 points for that, but you get one. Okay.
Yeah.
You were just talking and about seeing them in concert.
Yeah, I'm going to see them again in Nashville.
In Nashville?
Yeah, you saw them twice already.
Yeah, I saw them in L.A. and here.
Adam Lambert good?
Very good. Awesome.
Okay, let's go.
I mean, that's not the way I would have done it, but he did all right.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, God. Jennifer Lopez?
Oh, I thought you were going to get it. I thought you were for sure. Close. Destiny's Child.
Destiny's Child. I thought it was Destiny's Stepchild. That's why.
No, it was not that. Okay, one and a half.
Bed, Bath, and Beyonce.
What do you have? Next one. Let's do this. He's going to get a point. I know it.
Ready?
They just came here.
I don't think I know this one either.
I know this one.
Well, let me
the
give
big
us,
rock band.
Here we go. If you get it, you get the point. Play it again.
That's Scorpions.
Yes.
Scorpions. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
the song.
The weather outside looks like a
storm.
Hurricane.
Rocky like a hurricane. I know that.
I
think that was in my show at one point. Too.
I'm giving him another half point because he got a scorpion.
And I live in Florida, and I have we have hurricanes.
There. Yes,
and there's scorpions here in
and
Las
scorpions
Vegas.
Here, and there was one in my house the other day. So.
Are you serious?
There was, yeah, a little one.
Did you keep those cats you found in your backyard, Siegfried and Roy?
My neighbors, I gave them to my neighbors.
That's sweet.
Yeah, isn't that weird? I walked up in my pool. I was like, dude. I said, what? I just found these. Oh, crap. What do I do now?
Say, hey, neighbor, here's a cat. Okay.
Right. So cute.
Okay, what number is this?
This is the 8, number 8.
Oh, my gosh. God. Okay, you got to get these. Okay, right.
I got to get better.
Right now you have 2 points.
I got Queen. Kelly Clarkson?
Yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Give it to him. Give it to him. Come on.
That one. Yes, you got that one. Definitely.
Since you've been gone. Yeah,
I'm giving you a full point on that one just because you got it so fast.
Yeah.
So that's one
I like
point.
Kelly Clarkson.
You're at 3
she has
points.
She a new song out, didn't she?
I think so. No. Maybe not.
Not like you or something like that. I'm not. You don't know me or something?
Sure. You don't know me. Ready?
I know that.
Here we go. Ready?
Oh my God, that's that. The Shams name was quick on that one.
He was.
Been on the time. Been looking in the mirror all the time. Yeah, I know the song though. It's like 80s.
Yes.
Oh, I think I know it. Come on, you got this. Listen to it one more time.
Oh, God.
You got this.
I know, but I just don't know the name of it.
Mercedes?
Rick Springfield.
Rick Springfield.
Jesse
Springfield. Yeah. Oh, if you played just that part, I would have probably nailed it.
All right, so this is our last one.
So you're
one.
Making it a lot harder.
This is the last one.
You're at 3 points. Okay,
oh,
Melody
God.
Sweets,
yeah.
She got 4.
Okay.
And that was the lowest score, so at least...
Oh, no, I got at least tied the lowest score.
Yes. At
coming
least
in to win, take over this whole game. And
no, I'm not giving hands, but Carrot Top, I think this is in your world, this okay. next song, just okay. looking at
this
it.
This is your wheelhouse.
Okay. Wondering if it's me or see,
yeah. Oh, Aerosmith.
Yes!
Yeah!
It's Aerosmith.
It is Aerosmith.
You know the name of the song?
Yeah. Not crying, but
no. Wondering if it's me you'll see, yeah. Then I kiss your eyes and thank you. He's got the impersonation
yeah,
of
Steven
Powered
Out.
I'm giving him the point.
Yes.
All right,
good. I love Aerosmith, too.
What was the song, Mercedes?
Don't want to miss a thing. I kind of am at an advantage. Ask me any question you want about props and right. comedy, and I can't answer a single one. So let's do a comedy quiz here.
Right,
why don't you give us a quiz on comedy?
A quiz on comedy?
Yeah.
I should probably be quizzing. I don't know about comedy. I know nothing about comedy.
That's not bad. She got 4.
4. So
she
you
tied. Melody.
You tied.
Oh, I tied Melanie. Okay, good. Whew.
So
this is stressful.
Jeff Timmons is the leader at
that's,
8.
And that's pretty impressive.
There's no title or anything. We're just people are coming in and doing it.
Did he have harder songs, easier songs?
He had his own songs.
Oh, he had his own songs.
Yeah,
hilarious.
That wasn't fair. Like, but the thing is, he missed a couple
that's
of his own songs.
He did. He's like, who's that? It's 98 degrees, dude.
That's 98 degrees.
4 out of 10 is not bad.
Okay. Well, it's respectable.
It's very respectable, and we're more happy that you came to visit
us.
Yeah,
so we're going to get you in studio, man.
I know.
You
we love
to get
seeing
out and
you.
See the show or there. I'm going.
You're going to the
I'm
show?
Going there.
That's good. Have you been to a show before?
Yeah, I was just there last Christmas.
Oh my gosh, it is the best.
Do you still give the shots to everyone in the front row?
Yeah.
Crown Royal?
No, crown shots.
Crown shots. Yeah.
A lot of people come just for that.
I sat front row. I never got a shot.
You never got a shot?
I got to go backstage to the to the dressing room.
Your dressing room is awesome. I went backstage too.
Oh,
yeah,
you.
The dressing room is probably better than the show.
Always have to upstage.
We hung out. Then we went to dinner afterwards.
Oh, shut up. You took him out to dinner?
Yeah.
Spent the weekend at his house.
This is why there's no donuts today. That's so good to have you. Thank you so much, Carrot Top.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yes,
I appreciate it, buddy.
Let 4 points for Carrot Top. He ties Melody Sweets for the lowest score. But I have to say,
no.
the funniest one.
The highest in our hearts.
Yes, exactly.
Thanks, buddy.
Yes,
thank
you.
HD1, Henderson, Las Vegas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.